SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Kus tot kruin, jou weeklikse blik op die omgewing word met trots geborg deur Sandpiper Cottages Bochum's Bay, want hier gee ons om vir jou en vir die omgewing.
Goeiemôre, Fred Orban hier. Weeklikse program Kus tot kruin. Lekker om weer met julle te gesels. Ons gaan vanoggend gesels met Dr. Enrico Gennari van Oceans Research. Nou, Dr. Gennari is op die oomblik in Kaapstad. Hy het baie jare deurgebring hier in Mosselbaai en is by die Groot Wit Doodhaai in besonder. Nou ja, Dr. Gennari het heel wat kommentaar om te lewer in verband met verslag wat onlangs uitgebring is deur wetenskaplikes wat sê dat die Wit Doodhaai is nie juist in gevaar nie, hy is in sy populasie stabiel. Dr. Gennari het heel ander sienings oor, hy en sy span het al jare navorsing gedoen en ons praat gerus met hom. Oor na Dr. Gennari. Dr. Gennari, why is it important that we have to inform the public and also the world of science as to the status of the white sharks in South Africa and worldwide? Please tell us. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Enrico Gennari, director of the Ocean Research Institute in Mossel Bay. Why is this new research important? We find out that what other scientists previously published had a lot of issues in terms of methodological approach, analysis, results, and interpretation of the results. Therefore, we published a rebuttal to that article, and basically showing that that article cannot say that white sharks are the population of white shark is stable in South Africa, and it's just redistributed eastward toward the Eastern Cape. That article cannot say neither of that. The importance of that is that the government immediately took that paper as for granted, and basically said, now we know the white shark are fine, we just carry on as business as usual. However, the white shark have disappeared from Falls Bay and Hans Bay. They start to decline in Mossel Bay, we don't see them. And there is no other place in South Africa where there is numbers, when the numbers of the past presence in Falls Bay or Hans Bay are seen anywhere else. So it is important, this paper, because we ask a simple question. Can we afford to wait to get the final confirmation that the white shark's population is declining? Or should we apply a precautionary approach similar to what South Africa did in 1991 when they decided to protect the white sharks? And we believe and we urge the to apply a precautionary approach to the conservation of white sharks.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog, facebook.com/sfmstreek.
My next question, Dr. Gennari, you say it's urgent. Tell me, why is it urgent? Let the world know why it is urgent. As far as I'm concerned, the white shark form a very important part in the ecological balance of the ocean, but please tell us why you think it is urgent.
But this new approach is quite urgent because not just because of the declining sightings in Falls Bay and Hans Bay, where maybe 10 white sharks are seen in an entire year, whereas in the past you could find hundreds of white sharks. It is urgent because we also see a decline in the catches of white sharks in the shark nets and drum lines in the KZN. We see a decline in the average size of female caught in those nets, which is a typical sign of a population that is under big strain, a big trouble. And we're not seeing, not even in Mossel Bay, anymore, anywhere else in South Africa also, any white shark bigger than 4 meters, the mature adult ones. We don't see them anymore. Plus, we know that from the genetics work that the population is quite has got quite a lot of inbreeding, And the population is most likely between 500 and 1,000, so less than black rhinos. Altogether, this one depicts a picture of a population that is in serious trouble. And we do not believe that we need to wait for the final scientific proof, because we would just describe extinction. And we urge the government that that precautionary approach is needed, and is needed now, so that we might still be on time to reverse this trend. Of course, the orcas are having an impact, moving some white sharks, like as it happened in California, in Australia. However, in all these other countries, the white shark usually come back. So something else, why the white shark are not coming back to False Bay or Hans Bay, is something else. Also, the decline in those areas started in 2012, 2013, before the appearance of the famous shark-eating orcas in 2015. So there is something else that we haven't figured out yet. And if we want to really reverse this trend, that the action are needed.
SFM, reveal van die Suidkaap.
Dr. Unari, just another question. What will happen if you are wrong? What will your feeling be?
I would be the first one very happy to be wrong and to be proven wrong. I would be so happy, because it would mean the white sharks are fine. However, I believe they're not fine. And I turn the question to, can we afford to be right? Can we afford to wait and be right and not doing anything? Can we believe we should err on the side of caution and not on the side of negligence. We have the responsibility for, on behalf of this act, but also on behalf of the entire ocean. If we can conserve the most charismatic species that brings all a billion rand, used to be bring a billion rand in terms of contribution to the GDP in South Africa. If we can't protect the species properly, conserve the species properly, if we can't do that, what's the chance that we are able to conserve other less charismatic species? Basically none. So we need to start with the white shark. Yes, the white shark is protected as the highest status. However, there are the two main sources of mortality under the control of the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment is the KZN Sharks Board, the nets and drum lines, and coastal fishery, the demersal shark long line that operates also in Sebek.
Jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM, maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
Dr. Denari of Oceans Research, thank you so much for the information that you have shared with the listeners today. In order to just close this off, please kindly tell us what actions are needed and from whom must those actions come. Thanks, and we hope to hear from you soon to see whether your inputs have been heeded by the authorities.
Our research found out that the demersal shark long line is a small fishery, sometimes operating between 1 and 5 boats. And in the last 50 years, we estimate has killed, on average, every single year, around at least 40 white sharks. The KZN Sharks Board has published that they killed an average of 28 white sharks every single year for the last 40 years. Now, 40 plus 30, we're talking about 70 white sharks killed every single year for the last 15 years on a population that is between 500 and 1,000. So we're talking about most likely more than 10% of death on a population that has got is slow growing, that mature very late, and give birth to few young. Completely unsustainable. And we proven that because we did a simulation modeling approach that we published in 2022, where we showed that even 2030 would be enough to drive a decline of species. And yearly, we're talking about at least two or three times that number. So completely, even if the orca weren't a problem, if illegal fishing wasn't a problem, if when the white shark were going into the open ocean, nobody would kill them. Still, the KZN Sharks Board and the Mercer Shark Long Line still would be able that by themselves to decrease the population of white shark. And that's what we tell the government, we ask the government, focus on the things that we can do something about. We can't change the orcas, we can't change, and we shouldn't change the orcas, because it's nature. We can't, unfortunately, slow down climate change, because it's too much of a big issue. But the department can, by removing the permit, to stop the Sharks Board and the Mercer Shark Long Line. Now, we're not talking to remove the nets completely and not put anything. We are asking actually to apply, similar to what's happening in Australia, a mix of approaches, more sustainable alternatives, that drones, shark spotters, the shark safe barrier, whatever is available that has been proven to work, let's use them together also with some called the smart drumline, where they still you are impacting some of the sharks, but for it, with a technology that allows you to release them. And when a white shark is caught and released, it moves away. So it does, you don't need to kill it in order to protect the people on the beach. So again, a little bit of proactive, long-term view on the safe side. That is what we would like to see in South Africa. And we hope that with this research that, you know, we haven't published a new data. It's coming, the publication with the new data. For example, the tagged white shark that attacked in Mossel Bay for the last year, since 2019, of basically only 3 out of 21, it's almost 90%, of them have disappeared in just less than 4 years. And that is a very worrying statistic. I repeat, almost 90% most likely mortality in less than 4 years. And obviously, if they were still alive, we would have picked them up on the Eastern Cape, in KZN, in Mozambique, in Australia, but they're completely gone. So that is, with more data will be published soon, but at the meantime, we ask the government to sit down, not just with government scientists, but also all the scientists that are working on white sharks, that can really put together and make a better approach, not to just protect a species on paper, but actually to protect it in practice. And and ultimately benefiting not only the ocean and the white shark and the ocean, but also benefiting South African economy, because the white shark is able to drive an ecotourism sustainable, non-consumptive, long-term ecotourism sector with more than 1 billion rand contribution to the South African GDP. Everyone wins. But we're hoping that the department is this.
Hierdie program was vir jou gebring deur Sandpiper Cottages in Bochoms Bay, weggesteek in 'n ongerepte baai in Bavaria, off the beaten track, slegs 30 km vanaf Mosselbaai. Kontak Sandpiper Cottages via hulle webwerf sandpiper.co.za of per WhatsApp 081-071-6735.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.